I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
The Eagles stink. There's just no way. There's no other way to put it beyond that. I don't know. We'll talk about that, too. But we're all dealing with it today. We're all feeling it. We're all feeling it. What can I say? But look, the president's coming back to PA. And the thing about what Susie Wiles said, and we'll play the audio clip for you in a little bit. She said, we realized last week with Tennessee, and I think they realized with New Jersey and Virginia, that when President Trump turns out, his voters turn out. When he doesn't turn out, his voters don't turn out. And you weigh the risks, you calculate the risks between the people that don't like him turning out. But I think that cake is already baked, as I've said many times before. I think that the anti-Trump vote is a baked cake. It's there. They know he's there. Whether he comes to Pennsylvania or not, they know he's president. So if they want to vote against him, they're turning out to vote against him. But you got to get the people out there who vote for him. And that's been something that has not been done effectively. Jack Cittarelli worked really hard, and he was a good candidate. There were 70% of the voters who turned out for Trump in 2024 turned out for Jack in 2025. Where was that other 30%? The teletown hall meetings don't mean anything. It's like a giant voicemail. It's not the same thing as a rally. The president coming to PA today, tonight, and we'll carry it live for you. It'll be in the 6 o'clock hour. That's what this is about. It's about turning out for midterms. And it's just the beginning of what we're going to see from now until 2026. So once again, we're going to be the center of this. And don't forget a story I shared with you yesterday. The goal of the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, as he begins to run for president of the United States in 2028, is a clean sweep of midterms in PA. That's what he wants. He wants a clean sweep of midterms, and then he wants to be able to use that to pivot as the front runner for 2028. And as Gavin Newsom is spreading his legs, and Tim Walz is maybe going to be spreading them in prison if this fraud scandal gets any worse for him, Shapiro is looking like the front runner right now for the Democrats. That's in no way an endorsement for me. I think he'd be a stronger candidate, except for the fact that I think that there's just a lot of anti-Semitism in the Democrat Party, so I don't really know if he has a chance of getting the nomination. But compared to some of the clowns that are out there, he's a strong candidate for them. No doubt about that. And they're acutely aware of that. So what's happening now, what you're seeing right now, is you're seeing a situation where Shapiro is betting that the other Democrats are going to just completely screw up from now until then. And he thinks that if he can win Pennsylvania, if he can just give a clean sweep in midterms, maybe flip a seat, but keep all the Democrat seats, and then if he can get reelected in strong numbers, then he's the automatic frontrunner for 2028. That's his strategy going into this. And the president is coming to PA because he doesn't want to see that happen. And good. And, you know, Stacey Garrity is going to work really, really hard against Josh Shapiro, and she's not going to make it easy for him. And the election's a long time from now, and a million things can happen. It might as well be 10 years from now, but it's not. It's 10 months from now. But still, in 10 months, a lot can change, a lot can happen. You know, the thing about it is, in Senator Dave McCormick, who we're hoping to get back on the show very soon, is actually on Fox News right now talking about how Obamacare is a disaster, and it's been a disaster. All eyes on PA for a lot of reasons. Democrats are arguing that affordability, the economy, is not an A+++++. The president gave the economy an A+++++. I don't know if the average person agrees with that, that feels that way. So that's the thing. I think the layers have been created vis-a-vis energy and deregulation and all the other things for things to be really strong by the time midterms get here. Remember, we didn't get into this mess overnight. You don't get out of this mess overnight. And the biggest thing that caused this was, in addition to the reckless spending by Biden, was the war on energy. So you take Pennsylvania as the heart of that, and then you think about how we get to a place where the economy is strong. And it begins by energy, where you've got the investments by these countries with data centers, and then you get nuclear power back online, you get natural gas fully online. You dodged a bullet in the sense, I mean, we dodged a bullet, the country dodged a bullet, and Kamala Harris would have waged a war on natural gas, waged a war on energy. So now you've got the fundamentals there for. And I don't want to say the fundamentals of the economy are strong. I'm saying the fundamentals are there for the economy to get very strong. And I think they will, because energy drives the cost of everything, as you know. I mean, the food prices and agriculture and all of it. The president also announced, obviously, the changes to the regulations around automobiles. He's now backing tiny cars, too. And tiny cars will be able to be sold in the United States. We'll talk about the impact on that. But I think that the key to this is you have the massive investments in the United States of America by these other countries. You have investments in a state like Pennsylvania by these big tech companies in Silicon Valley and energy companies. You've got the shipbuilding that's happening down in South Philly. Huge investment down in South Philly for shipbuilding. And you even have a cruise line coming back to Philadelphia. Yes, that's right. A big cruise port. So all those things are happening, and all those things are very, very strong for Pennsylvania heading into midterms. And all eyes are going to be on the state, because if the Republicans do well, if Shapiro loses, I mean, then forget about it, obviously. If Shapiro wins and it's really, really close, his chances go down exponentially as the front runner. His whole entire goal, his entire strategy is going to be to sweep the field and then declare himself the front runner. How does John Fetterman fit into all this? Well, John Fetterman's going to be fending his own political survival if he even runs again. Because for Fetterman, it's a situation where he's got to think very, very strongly in the next couple of years about whether or not he wants to run and deal with it. But that's not now. That's down the road. And in the meantime, the immediate statewide race being the governor's reelection, and the Republicans uniting around Garrity, and the Republicans putting a lot of money into this, the president coming in to this race, I hope he campaigns for Stacey Garrity. I hope he campaigns for Stacey Garrity a lot. On the ground, not just tele-rallies, but on the ground. And I think the lesson from the last election we had is that you absolutely 100% need to have the president engaged in these races. You get him engaged in these races, and that's the decision maker. That's the key here. And if you do that, you do it well, and you have these rallies and you get people motivated, maybe even a McDonald's stop again. Maybe even the president goes and hands out some French fries with Stacey Garrity in Bucks County. Then you get the Trump voters out to vote. The ones who hate him and don't like him, forget it. They're already voting Democrat. Don't worry about it. I think the mistake Republicans make is they think that they're going to somehow wake those voters up. Those voters know it's an election. They understand that Trump is president. They know he's in the White House. They have horror stories about the ballroom renovation. It's not as if they're looking around and going, wait, you mean there's an election? I didn't know that. I only knew that because Trump came in and did a rally. So this game of playing footsie with him, you know, it's like the old saying, you know, you're not half pregnant. Well, you're not, you go all in. Either you go all in or you don't. And then you don't. And then when Trump voters don't turn out to vote, we can get mad at them. And we can get angry at them. And we could say, damn it, you Trump voters, you stay at home again. Or we can do the things that will get them out to vote. And this idea of saying, well, let's play a little footsie where we'll say, well, you know, I there are areas where I disagree with the president and blah, 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 blah. Well, of course you do. Everybody disagrees with each other. It's human nature. If you agreed all the time, you'd be a robot. You'd be an autonomy. I mean, I don't agree with my wife all the time. She barely agrees with me. That's the point. But this notion of saying, well, undecided voters or independent voters or undeclared voters or whatever, you know, they need to hear from the president directly. They need to hear how the economy is improving, why it's going to be strong in 2026, why it's getting better, how the efforts that have been done to deregulate, get energy back online, get the EPA out of our lives, and to start with the things that need to be done to lower food prices, for example. Because I think this is what we're talking about here is food prices and housing prices, too, to a larger degree. But some of that is out of the president's hands because of the Fed and interest rates and everything else and the lack of inventory that's there. But as far as food prices, because that is the most immediate thing that's in people's lives that they deal with every single day. They go to the grocery store. They buy food. I went today. I had to go and buy chicken because my wife asked me to defrost some chicken today and I forgot. So I had to go to the grocery store. And I got there and I'm looking at the prices and I'm thinking, these don't seem like they've come down. But now think about it. It's chicken. So obviously the chicken had to run around in a farm, had to eat feed, chicken feed, had to have a farmer there and a tractor and all that stuff. Energy driving the prices in all of that. And then a big truck had to bring all that chicken to Wegmans. And all of those factors around energy, gas prices, all of it. Feed and fertilizer. These things, and then yesterday with the president coming out and saying we're going to help our farmers with billions of dollars, $12 billion to help our farmers. And then China agreeing that it's going to buy a bunch of our stuff and then bringing the investments from these other countries so that they can avoid tariffs. They come in, and this is where tariffs work well as a psychological game because they get these countries to say, all right, we'll do big investments in the United States, and this way we can avoid tariffs. Now you're setting the stages and the framework for what could be a strong economy heading into midterms. Because let's face it, that's what this is all about. This whole conversation is about where's the economy in 2026. By the time we're talking around September, October of 2026, if people don't believe the economy's strong, it doesn't matter what we say. We can say the economy's great. We can say prices have come down. We can give ourselves A pluses and pats on the back. If people don't feel that, then that's, well, they're not going to vote Republican. That's the bottom line. And then the Republicans are doing stupid things. Like, I saw Senator Mike Lee push this out earlier today, and this is not getting nearly enough attention. Why aren't more Republican senators objecting to fast-tracking a bill with $5 billion in earmarked spending, with much of that going to radical leftist causes? And why are those pushing this effort not honoring the Senate Republican earmark ban? Where do your senators stand on this? Republican senators pushing this narrative, Senator Mike Lee continues, whoever they are anonymously taking cheap shots at colleagues raising legitimate concerns with how much money we're spending and where it's going. This underscores why earmarks are so bad and why the Senate Republicans banned them. Left-wing causes. And the Hill.com has this story. Republicans look to Trump to quell conservative rebellion in the Senate. If Republicans make the same mistakes as Democrats and start spending money, and I saw today $400 million earmarked for Ukraine, if we start doing this stuff, voters are going to get very mad. They're going to get mad. And worse, we're going to just, whatever gains we've made on inflation, we're going to drive those numbers right back up by reckless spending. And that's what's going to happen. And I don't want to see that happen. I really don't. Mm-hmm. Obviously, nobody wants to see that happen. So these are the things that we've got to fix. And we got to fix these things and not spend money like the Democrats did. We have to learn from the mistakes, not act like them. That's what needs to happen here. But I think it's going to be a good visit to PA tonight. I really do. I think it'll be strong. I think it'll be the kind of thing that will start with the energy and start getting everybody to feel like, all right, you know what? Because some of this is psychological, too, in the sense of believing, all right, tomorrow's going to be better. Now, tomorrow's going to be better. And one thing I'll say about Bill Clinton's 1992 campaign and using Fleetwood Mac, don't stop thinking about tomorrow. It's a smart strategy. It's like, it's going to get better. Things are going to get better. Tomorrow's going to be better. The difference, of course, now is we live in an age of instant gratification. You want something at Amazon, it's at your house in an hour, maybe even sooner. I saw today a commercial for Ace Hardware, same day delivery, on whatever you want. They're just delivered the same day. We're at a point now where I can't watch a Christmas movie with my five-year-old if there's commercials in it because Reagan says to me, Daddy, fast forward through the commercials. I'm like, no, I can't. But we live in a day and age of instant gratification. So people are like, oh, this chicken's $7.99. It was $8.52 last year, but $7.99 is not good enough. Well, you got to be a little patient here. You got to be patient, but you got to make them believe things are getting better. And then if they start to believe that, then that optimism will go up. At the same time that that's happening, we have Democrats who are acting really, really stupid. And that's the good news, is that the as my friend Dana Perino often says, Donald Trump is blessed with the worst opposition, from Gavin Newsom doing his spread, which, if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's a picture he posted with him sitting in a chair, his feet basically touching his ears and doing some weird swami thing that just looks very, I'll just leave it at that. And it's that kind of stuff, between that and Tim Walz and the fraud in Minnesota and all the other things, that make people turn around and go, oof. So yeah, that's good. But at the same time, what these local congressional races are going to be about, it's not going to be about that. That's 2028. What we're talking about right now, we're talking about these congressional midterm elections that are coming up in 2026. So the battles that are about to happen, what I'm looking for is this. I'm looking for, are these Democrats going to face challenges in primary elections if they're not crazy enough? Will that happen? Will they face challenges in their primary elections if they're deemed not crazy enough? Because this is the day and age of crazy. You might have noticed. The day and age of socialist cuckoo crazy. And this is the day we're living in right now. And then if that's the case, then do they have big wars play out in their primaries, which then weaken the candidates in the general election? I hope that happens. That'd be fantastic. That'd be great. But at the same time this happens now, you're going to have a situation where you're going to see the Democrats seizing the mantle of being the party that can deliver affordability, coming at a time when the Cato Institute is saying that like almost half of young people think socialism is the answer, that capitalism has failed, socialism is the answer. How'd they get there? How do we get there? Indoctrination in schools. That's how. Indoctrination in schools, professors, and all these other people who said, yeah, listen, socialism, communism, that's the answer. That's what you need. You need that. If you want that, that's what you need. That's what's gonna make everything better. So we'll be watching the president's visit tonight, and we will see how it goes, and I'll look forward to bringing that to you live tonight. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today. Tiny cars, we're going to talk about them, plus the president's efforts to make the car industry a whole lot fairer, which will bring down prices for consumers, I think, in a big, big way. We'll talk about that as well. And Gavin Newsom, his hair has released a new book called Spread 'Em. Now, I don't know what the name of the book is, but I don't really care. I just know that he has a new one out. So you're going to see his mug all over television in the days to come. All right. It's Talk Radio 1210 WPHG. Don't forget Dom's big event tonight with Scott Jennings. We'll be right back.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All righty. So the president's going to speak tonight in PA. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Yes, that's right. For 12 years in a row, going on 13, Dr. Mike has been recognized by his peers as a master of complex dentistry. Schedule your free implant consultation today at VeneriaDental.com. Here's the president's chief of staff, Susie Wiles. Why the president is hitting the campaign trail again. Why he's doing rallies now. Now, sometimes they just stay in the Oval Office. Lame duck presidency, second term. I'm sure that the left is going to spin this that Trump is running, that this is actually him campaigning and not campaigning for other people, and this is actually his way of running for a third term. That's not going to happen. There's no time for it to happen. It's not going to happen. But they'll say that anyway. You see, he's only out there because he's running. He's going to violate the Constitution. That's what's going to happen. He's never going to leave. Dictator for life. Blah, blah, blah. You've heard all these things. So, hey, look, every time you hear him, just drink because it's cold out. I suggest a hot toddy or a hot chocolate. Either way, make sure it's something warm. Here's the chief of staff, Susie Wiles, cut 23.
He's going to have a fun next year. But we're going to put him on the campaign trail, too. Typically, just a little bit of campaign speak, if I may.
Yeah.
Typically, you in the midterms, it's not about who's sitting at the White House. It's you localize the election,
right.
and you keep the federal officials out of it. We're actually going to turn that on its head.
Good.
And put them on the ballot, because so many of those low propensity voters are Trump voters.
Yes, they are.
And we saw a week ago Tuesday what happens when he's not on the ballot and not active. So I haven't quite broken it to him yet, but he's going to campaign like it's 2024 again.
Oh.
For all these people that he helps. He doesn't help everybody, mm-hmm. but for those he does, he's a difference maker. And he's certainly a turnout machine. So the midterms will be very important to us.
Yeah.
He'll work very hard to keep the majority.
Yeah, we can't afford to have this stalled.
No.
And one of the things I keep telling.
Yeah, so good. I mean, that's the way it is. We're gonna hit the 2026 campaign trail like it's 2024 again. I think it's fantastic. It's good. It's the way it has to be. You learn your lessons. You learn your lessons of the previous mistakes of the campaigns. I get it. I mean, I understand the thinking of Jack's campaign in Jersey, which was, you know, you. you got to kind of keep maybe do a little tap dance with Trump. But it just the tap dance doesn't work. I don't know. Look, I can't say for sure if the president had come in and done a rally for Jack, if it would have made a difference or not. I don't know. But what I do know, though, is that there's a number of Trump voters who just stayed home. Maybe some of those voters who voted for the Democrat would have heard his message and said, all right, you know what? Maybe things are getting better. Maybe I should be more patient and, you know, give the Republican governor a chance to work with the president and make things even better. That's called selling a message. And you have to sell a message. There's a reason why you see commercials and hear commercials and, you know, that frigging guy falls off a ladder 800 times a day, because you have to reinforce that message. People forget things. That it's the same thing in politics. You have to reinforce it. You can't just simply assume people think that, yeah, you know what? The economy's great. It's good. Or that if they assume that the economy's bad, that their minds can't be changed. That if they think the economy is not where it needs to be yet, you can't convince them to be patient and then say to them why a Republican is better in helping us get there and how a Democrat can make things worse. Yeah, I mean, if Trump had come in and done a rally and said Mikey Sherrill is going to wind up driving up your energy prices because she's going to be against the war, and she's going to reinstate the war in energy and go after do the wind turbines and go after natural gas, and we're not going to be where we need to be. It's going to make life harder. It's going to make things more difficult. Maybe that would have changed some minds. Who knows? You can't. It's easy to play Monday morning quarterback, obviously, and we're all doing it today. Every Eagles fan is certainly doing that today. That's for damn sure. But what you do going forward is you look at the reality, which is that in every single one of these elections we've had since the presidential election, there are less voters that turn out for the Republican candidate than when Donald Trump is on the ballot. Period. That's it. You know that. Whether or not they're registered Republicans or not, they're not. There are less voters turning out and voting for the Republican candidate when Donald Trump is not on the ballot. So even though he's not going to be on the ballot, if he's going to campaign like he's on the ballot, but it's really just a secret plan so that he can just run for, that's what this is about. He's just running for a third term. That's all this is. Because he would never do this for other people. He doesn't care about that. No, he does care. He wants the Republicans to remain in charge of the House. He doesn't want to deal with another impeachment. He doesn't want to deal with a third impeachment. He doesn't want to deal with it. So no, this is sincere. He really genuinely doesn't want to see Pete Hegseth have to go through an impeachment, and he'll have to go through it, and J.D. Vance will probably get impeached. Everybody will get impeached. It's like, you get an impeachment, you get an impeachment, everybody. He doesn't want to deal with that. So the best way to deal with that, of course, the best way to keep that from happening is to ensure that the Republicans keep the majority in the House. Because if they don't, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be an impeachment a day. Maybe multiple impeachments a day. You might get 2, 3, 4 in one day. It's very, very possible. It's going to be ugly. So just make sure that doesn't happen. That's the way you got to handle it. That's the way you got to do it. And I think, too, you know, when you think about the what's on the ballot in terms of the strategy of, say, Josh Shapiro and the Democrats are 100% going to run against Trump, regardless of if he comes to Pennsylvania or not. Here's the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro. He joined MS Now, formerly known as MSNBC. It's MS Now. And he was on there on the weeknight. I don't know what that show is. I have no idea. I don't watch MS Now. I've never watched MS. I didn't watch MSNBC. I don't watch MS Now. But anyway, here's the governor of PA, Josh Shapiro. And again, it's all about fighting Trump. Cut 15.
Speak a little bit more about the significant role of governors at a time like this, under leadership like yours, that tries to buffet and withstand the downward pressures on the economies of states like Pennsylvania by an administration that fundamentally doesn't know how the economy works.
Yeah. Look, I think fundamentally you have to understand when we're running our states, when any governor is running their state, You want the federal government to be a partner with you. You want them to be a value add, whether it's an extra dollar for an initiative or cutting through the red tape to help you get stuff done. What we find with this White House is every day they're making our lives more difficult, demanding people's private personal information, trying to take billions of dollars away from taxpayers in our state. So every day I'm trying to advance the cause for my fellow Pennsylvanians, as other governors do in their states. And then with the other hand, we're trying to fight off the federal government who are making our lives much more difficult.
You see what I mean? It's that. So whether Trump comes in or not, they're going to make the race all about Trump. So you might as well have him come in. You might as well have him come in, hit a McDonald's, serve some French fries, do some rallies, get people excited, and then coordinate that with getting people registered to vote, and then actually coordinate that with getting mail-in ballots filled out and returned. See, that's what they should do, is combine some of these rallies. As you get closer to midterms, combine some of these rallies with people actually having to, if they want to get into a rally, they should have to bring in their mail-in ballot filled out. They could have them collected there. I don't know, something. Drop boxes. I don't know the legality of all that. I'm sure Linda Kearns can figure it out for us. But or they gotta show that they already voted, early voting or something like that. They gotta show their I voted sticker. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But the point is, tie it into that to actually motivate them to do that, so we don't have a situation here where it's a year from now, not even, but you know, 10 months from now, and here I am saying to you, oh my gosh, can you believe this? We've got 40% of Republican mail-in ballots have not been returned in Pennsylvania in the midterm elections. Can you believe this? Where are those mail-in ballots? Why aren't they being returned? What's going on here? I don't want to hear that. That's what we had to deal with in this last election with Cittarelli. I don't want to deal with it in Pennsylvania in 2026. And believe me when I tell you that this focus will be entirely on PA, because that's where the battleground is going to be. It is. I'm not saying that the New Jersey statewide election is not going to matter. And I think that obviously the Republicans, the two Republicans that I'm concerned about in New Jersey, Tom Kaine Jr. up in North Jersey and Jeff Andrew in South Jersey. I'm not saying that they're not going to win. I just know that it's going to be a battle. It's going to be an expensive fight. I think Chris Smith's seat is safer, but those two are going to have a major fight on their hands. And then whoever the Republican is who decides to run for statewide office in New Jersey for the U.S. Senate, we haven't won that seat since the 1970s. So it's going to be a very uphill climb. I don't know how much money's going to be there. It's probably going to be some rich person again, I would imagine. I don't know if there's going to be any money coughed up by the RNC or the Trump campaign or what. But either way, if that Republican loses, the expectation will be, well, they haven't won, you know, 40 years, so what are you going to do? You hold Andrew's seat, you hold Tom Kaine Jr.'s seat, you hold Christmas seat in New Jersey, you hold those Republican seats, great. But everybody's going to be looking at PA. And if the Democrats clean the clock, then they'll say, you see, this is exactly a rejection of Trump. And don't forget, as he was sitting there in the White House yesterday announcing this huge agriculture package, agriculture is a major business in Pennsylvania. It's like, I think, our second biggest industry in the Commonwealth besides natural gas. So it's a huge, huge industry. And he eased the tariffs on cocoa, meeting Senator McCormick's request on that. You got nuclear power back online right now. You got the whole thing with Three Mile Island again. You got the reactors going again. And you're going to see more, I believe. I think you're going to see even more big tech companies coming in looking for Pennsylvania energy for those data centers, which is money, which is jobs, which is all those things. It's great. It's really good stuff. But I don't wear rose-colored glasses. I see the reality very, very clear. Every Democrat running is not going to mention anything about their opponent. They're going to take a page out of Mikey Sherrill's playbook. So if you look at how she won that race for governor in New Jersey, it was nonstop blaming Trump. Jack would joke about it. He would say, if you leave here tonight and get a flat tire, Mikey Sherrill's going to say it's Donald Trump's fault. no question in my mind that it'll be the exact same strategy for Democrats in PA next year. No doubt about it. So what will be the impact that the regulations on automobiles and tiny cars and all that? We're going to talk about that throughout the show today as well. And yes, Gavin Newsom's new book. And I'd love to hear from you, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. You can also weigh in our YouTube chat as well. It's freezing out. The Eagles stink, but, you know, hope springs eternal, right? Let me tell you about my friends at Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram and Tri-County Toyota. Brian Krieger and his general manager, Jack Donaldson. Great people. Now, there's some great deals for December if you're considering getting a new car. And you should, because now is the season for finding a new Toyota at Tri-County Toyota right now during Toyota-thon. You can lease a new 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive for just $299 a month for 39 months, or buy and get 4.75% financing for 72 months. And we got Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. The wrap-up-the-year sales event is happening right now at Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. You can lease a new 2025 Jeep Grand Cherokee Altitude X for just $369 a month for 36 months. But if you want to go bigger, you want to go truck, go Ram truck, 2026 Ram truck, 0% financing for 72 months. Or you can get a new 2026 Ram truck with 0% financing for 60 months. Either way, look, the deals are fantastic. Best thing to do, stop into the dealership. Say hello. Thank them for their support of our show. And say hello to Brian and Jack, their dog Maverick, if Maverick's around. Cheryl, wonderful people there. And thank them. And thank them for their support of our veterans. Because I'll tell you something. I met Brian and Cheryl Krieger because of their support of the Travis Manning Foundation, and they donated a beautiful Jeep Wrangler to the Travis Manning Foundation for the use of the veterans and their programs, and that's the kind of people they are. Incredibly generous. So they're right on 422 in Limerick, easy to get to from everywhere. From everywhere. Jersey. Even, yeah, you can cross the river and go see them, and it's worth doing because they're great people. You support the people that support us. That's how it works. And they'll give you the best deal. And you're not going to have any hassle, no pressure. Go to tricounty.com and see all the deals. You want to go Toyota? Like Sarah Weiss did? I don't blame you. President Trump recently said, go buy a Toyota because they're making a huge investment in America. You want to go Jeep? I drive a Jeep. I love Jeeps. I got my Jeep Wrangler. This summer, we're going to drive it on the beach. That's my goal. I'm excited about that. Going to get one of those beach permits, drive it on the beach, take the top off. I got a whole thing to take the top off now. Because I would break, I would kill, I would obviously crush myself and crush multiple people. So I got a whole system to take the top off. But, you know, because I, what would happen is if I try to take the top off, it would fall and break and probably, you know, crush me. But as you know from my oil change experiences, when it comes to cars, I go to professionals with all these things. And Tri-County can also take care of your car. And also they've got great deals on previously owned cars as well. So just go see them for all the great deals and all the great specials. TriCounty.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Justin, what did you tell me before the show started today you wanted to do to that emotional support bunny?
Personally, I would like it if we took the accountability bunny or positivity bunny, whatever the hell the Eagles decide to call it this week. I think for the greater good of the city, we should have a live stream of it being hung from City Hall.
So you think that the emotional support bunny is not helping?
It is doing everything but helping. This is a team that won the Super Bowl, I think, 10 months ago today, and we're using a gimmick of a $75 inflatable from Target to have the energy to play the Los Angeles Chargers on a Monday. What are we doing?
Can I just throw out a hypothetical? Maybe it's not the bunny. I'm saying maybe, Justin, it's more than just the bunny that's at issue here.
Oh, yeah. But
your rage is directed at the inflatable emotional support bunny that the Philadelphia Eagles have in the locker room. And I understand that. I'm just positing to you another theory that maybe it's not the emotional support bunny. That's the problem. Maybe it's a deeper problem.
Could it be the $50 million quarterback that can't throw past the first read, can't throw over the middle of the field, can't or won't willingly do QB runs, even though that was what brought them the most success last year to the Super Bowl? Maybe that's an issue, too?
You're saying that possibly maybe it's not just simply a matter of an inflatable emotional support bunny. Maybe it's the fact that Jalen Hurts is not playing as well as Jalen Hurts should be playing.
Maybe. It could even be the $30 million wide receiver that can't catch a pass, and before that fact did nothing for 4 or 5 weeks but cry and complain on Twitter and Instagram and on Twitch live streams. Anywhere, really, that he could get his frustrations out that he wasn't getting the ball. And then when they did eventually get him the ball, he gets he went from being, you know, this shut-in that wouldn't talk to the media at all to now that he's got his numbers in hindrance of the Eagles' success. Now he's all laughing, jovial, happy, talking with the media. Maybe it might be that, too.
Can I tell you the truth? Last night after the Los Angeles Chargers scored 7 points in, what, the first couple minutes of the game, I think it was? Is that right?
Yeah.
I decided I wasn't going to watch. Yeah.
You did yourself a very strong solid.
I knew I just knew it. I saw it. I knew what was going to happen, and I said, you know what? I'm not going to spend the next 3 hours on a Monday night. It's late, and I said, I'm not going to watch. And you know, I said, if this is a miracle game, I could always watch it tomorrow night with Patrick, because it's too late for him anyway, because he's got to go to bed. You know, I mean, he's got school the next day. I like watching the games with my son anyway. So I said, all right, if somehow this is a great game and we win, then I'll watch it. I'll watch the game with him after I'm done with the show tomorrow night. This was my thinking last night. So it's 7 o'clock. We'll throw the game on, have a little dinner, watch the game, fast forward the commercials, watch an Eagles victory. That was my thinking last night. That will not be happening this evening in the Zioli home.
And the worst part is Nickelodeon. I can't remember if it was Nickelodeon or it was ABC. They do these gimmick broadcasts of the NFL.
No, that was so stupid. The Monsters, Inc.?
I had to look
DeSantis at... like that.
Didn't watch the Monsters, Inc. broadcast.
You watched the Monsters. You went to Disney Plus. Don't lie. You went to Disney Plus and you watched the Monsters, Inc. broadcast of the Philadelphia Eagles game.
I wish I had. It was probably more enjoyable than watching the regular broadcast.
I had to wake up this
morning. It probably was, actually.
And see clips on Twitter of my quarterback as Mike Wazowski give up the ball five times.
Justin, don't you think if it was Mike Wazowski, we would have had a better chance? Because that's what I think.
We probably would have. We probably would have won the game easy. The Los Angeles Chargers quarterback,
Mike Wazowski,
had a broken hand and had surgery on it this past week, not even 7 days before the game. And he still played better than a fully healthy Jalen Hurts. What are we doing?
Mike Wazowski and Sully would have done better. I'm just saying.
Honestly.
No, DeSantis, you didn't watch the Monsters, Inc.? Come on. Give me your analysis. You just texted me your analysis. Go ahead.
I know for weeks everyone's been blaming Kevin Petullo, and he shouldn't be off the hook by any stretch of the imagination, but I think it's more than just him now. I mean, the play calling definitely stinks. Jalen Hurts stinks. The offensive line isn't any good. They can't run the ball consistently. The wide receivers are almost never open downfield, and then when they are, they drop passes. The whole offense is just broken. I know I was Mr. Optimistic saying they would turn things around. They're cooked. There's no way. They'll make it to the playoffs probably by default, just because they have, I think, a game and a half lead over Dallas, and the rest of the way schedule is pretty easy aside from the Bills. They play, I think, Washington twice and the Raiders next week. And those are two of the worst teams in football, maybe the two worst teams in football. So the Eagles will make the playoffs. They're going to get eliminated immediately, though.
You think so?
Yeah, the season's over. Don't worry about it moving forward. They're cooked. There's too many problems.
Yeah, Matt writes, the play calling stinks, the QB stinks, the O-line stinks, which is offensive line. They can't run the ball consistently. The wide receivers are never open, and they can't even catch when they are.
Yeah, there's no way you can fix all that.
Can I just say for the record, I'm really, really, really glad I had the opportunity to take my son to the White House to see the Eagles, because I don't think we're going to be doing that next spring. I got a hunch.
No, they won't be there again anytime soon.
You know, and I was thinking I'd have to start sucking up to the administration like now in order to get the invitation then. But I don't think I think I could just suck up for the Easter egg roll and call it a day. You know what I mean? So
yeah, the Eagles won't be at the White House again anytime soon, which, you know, it's rough because the defense is playing unbelievably well, with the exception of the game last week where they gave up 200 yards rushing to the Bears. But that was sort of an outlier. The defense played amazing last night, and they didn't even have Jalen Carter in the lineup. But their efforts were wasted. The offense is broken.
It's a damn shame. It really is. It's damn shame. That's for sure. That's where we are right now. But that's where we are right now. It's amazing. Holy cow. I'm telling you. Man. All right. Well, we got a lot more to talk about. Hopefully we'll cheer you up and do something special. I don't know what, but we'll try to think of something. Get me somebody. Get me anybody. Get maybe, me somebody while I'm waiting.
Maybe we'll play the new the Newman Price AI video that he sent a couple days ago.
Oh, we could do that. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a very good idea, actually. Yeah, why not, right?
I think it's a Love Boat parody about the narco terrorists.
I think that's wrong. I do. I mean, we're making jokes about people getting blown out of the water. I mean, is that really where we want to be on this show? Is that how low we've sunk? No pun intended. Huh?
I mean, probably, yeah. I bet we play it.
Yeah. All right. I mean, we are that depressed, so we might as well, right? All right, might as well. What the heck, Newman Price, it's on you. It's your soul. It's your soul. You're not me. It's not me for playing it. I'm going to play it just simply to denounce it. How do you like that? Huh? I'm going to play it to denounce that you're enjoying people getting blown out of the water like smithereens, because I denounce that. So I'm going to play it to denounce it. Like that?
That's good. Fair.
All right, that's fair. All right, we'll do that straight ahead on the other side. Plus, the president announcing his support for tiny cars. Tiny cars, what does that even mean? Would you buy one is my question. Would you buy a tiny car? Is that a good thing? So we'll talk about that as well as the show continues today here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. So don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.